Well, there appears to be some radioactive rain falling on Japan. Does this alarm you?
Well, as a matter of fact, we got that report this morning, and they said that it is not alarming, that it was rather than an increase in normal radioactivity. It wasn't threatening.
Are you concerned that the Allies have not, even though Mrs. Thatcher has been so supportive, are you concerned that they have not agreed to economic sanctions yet against Libya?
We will be talking about that at these meetings.
What do you hope
to reach with your counterpart, Mr. President, after the summit on terrorism? What would you like to see?
I would like to see, and what I think we all probably feel very much the same about, and that is to settle upon a course of action that we can take united against the scourge of terrorism.
Without economic sanctions, would any course of action be strong enough to isolate Libya?
These are things that will be discussed.
Are you going to have a statement announcing the Soviets for not giving information on this
That will be discussed also.
Well, if the rain doesn't hurt you, why is your hair blowing?
I washed it. I can't do a thing with it.
Mr. President, could you tell us, please, whether you're pushing for a formal condemnation of the Soviet Union for the secrecy of the nuclear disaster, sir?
I think that all of these matters will be discussed will be on the agenda for me.
But does it look as if there is already a lineup very strongly critical of Moscow?
I haven't had a chance to speak to all of my colleagues on this, but I sense that there is a feeling of annoyance.
Mrs. Thatcher,
are you satisfied that if you have to ask Mrs. Thatcher to give you permission to use the bomber bases again, she'll be able to give it to you?
All I know is that I am most grateful to her for making it possible at this time that she did.
Mrs. Thatcher, are you hoping that...
I'm hoping very much to have a bilateral with the President.
Thank you very much. Thank you.